The next patient is Latifa Parker. The first name is L-A-T-E-F-A. Parker, P-A-R-K-E-R. This is the clinical case of a 29-year-old African-American female that is a patient of Ms. Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-S. ARMP, who is referred to this office because of the presence of selective microalbuminuria, period. The patient has a diabetic history of 15 years, and at the present time, the patient is treated with the administration of Jardiance, Ozempic, and insulin. Short-acting and long-acting. When the patient was evaluated by Ms. Gonzalez, ARMP, she found out that the microalbumin creatinine ratio was a 425 reason for the referral, period. In talking to the patient, she has been with the blood sugar that has been elevated on the high side. The latest hemoglobin A1C that was done on January 27th of 2022 was reported to be 9.1. This patient has a visual impairment. The most likely situation is that she has diabetic retinopathy. She does not give history of laser surgery. She has peripheral vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and the system has been out of control. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today, 158 over 101 with a heart rate of 85, a body weight of 235 pounds with a BMI of 35.8. Following numbers, the patient has evidence of a fatty liver. According to the ultrasound of the abdomen that was done on September the 6th, 2010. Period. The patient has evidence of anemia with a iron saturation of 7%. She doesn't got history of hypermenorrhea. She doesn't have a history of gastrointestinal blood loss. period. The menstrual periods last 5 days and they are not overwhelming. We will investigate this anemia. Since we have this multi-organ compromise, we discuss with the patient the drastic change in the lifestyle that she has to make in order to start correcting all the parameters. The patient should be in a low sodium diet that was explained in detail. The patient should change the diet to a plant-based diet, avoiding all the processed food. Detailed explanation of the changes that she has to implement was given, as well as the information regarding the ideal diet for her. Whenever she implements the low sodium diet and the plant-based diet, the blood sugar will start to correct, especially with all the medication that is being given to this patient. And the blood pressure will come to control. And we will be able to make adjustments at that time. Period. Paragraph. The patient was emphasized about the severity of the disease that she has at 29 years old. Period. She was made aware that if she doesn't change the approach, the prognosis is going to be extremely poor. Period. We didn't make any changes in any of the prescriptions because the most important of all is the change in the lifestyle. We are going to reevaluate this case in 6 weeks and we'll make adjustments after we see the results of the basic laboratory workup that we ordered. Thanks a lot for your referral. I spent 20 minutes reviewing the referral, 25 minutes in the face-to-face evaluation, 10 minutes in the documentation.